This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for choosing to fly Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie, we'd like to wish you happy listening.
Please make sure you keep your headphones on and your mouth is positioned, open and ready for laughing.
In case of emergency, please resume the brace position. Ginny, get your head off my ass.
Oops, sorry. I was reaching for the cushion.
Brace, not embrace.
While we're bracing, embrace one of our podcasts. Zebu, if you didn't hear that, I didn't hear anything. That's because silence is golden, and I find silence quite revealing. It's almost fragile. Although I'm not quite satisfied with the noise levels, we should amp up the game so the sound can ricochet for our next guests. Can we, together as one, not fortify the silence yet? Because I heart life way too much to do that. Time to ignite our senses, and whether we're escaping April, May or June, it's July at the moment. It's time to welcome Kim McGuinness from Escaping April. Hello, Kim.
Hello, how are you going?
Going great. You're having a bit of a giggle there.
Yeah, that was a very good intro.
Thank you.
Very nice. Very clever.
I tried to be a little bit creative.
Yes, very
as we
great.
Try to do here on Her Society.
Lovely.
Now, Kim, it's actually your radio debut, which is really exciting.
It is. It's very exciting. I'm very, very excited to be here.
And thank you for making your debut on Her Society. Now, there's so much we want to talk to you about. You've actually been rocking out some lead venues in Melbourne, the SB Revolver and Ding Dong Lounge, to name a few.
Yep.
And it's great to see some local Melbourne bands doing so well at the moment. What do you think puts an edge to your music to other groups?
Well, we don't like to pigeonhole ourselves as one sound. We're sort of unique in that our sound is sort of... it comes from an array of different sort of backgrounds. I guess Tim being a... guitarist in a rock band, and then I've had the dance background. We've sort of combined our loves and sort of, yeah, we don't like to distinctly put ourselves in one sort of pigeonhole sound, so.
Great.
Yeah, that's what's good about the album. Each song's sort of different, so it's not all the same.
Fantastic. And Kim, you've described your music style in your releases, Eurythmics meets Golf Rap, and listening to Beyond, the sound's actually quite evident that it is the case. So do these particular artists inspire you personally?
Yeah, I guess it's more so the duo and the sort of programmer, musician, and then the front woman, I guess.
Yeah.
But they do inspire us to a certain degree. We've got so many different... artists that we sort of draw from, so
yeah,
it's too broad to pinpoint those two, but yeah.
Great. And my first impression when I saw your photo of you and your band music partner Tim,
yep,
first thing I thought when I looked at you, oh my god, it's a Blonde LaRue. Another part of me thought, okay, this actually, you guys have a certain, not so much in your sound, but just the way it's a two-man band from Melbourne, you have a Bachelor Girl-esque thing to you.
Yeah.
Do you get that quite a bit?
Actually, no, but we can, if you like.
Thanks, Kim. Making me feel special.
Yeah. No, great. We get the Eurythmics a lot, actually, for some reason. I don't know, maybe it's just the look or something, but, you know.
Well, Bachelor Girl, now that you think about it, no resemblance at all, looks-wise, but there's my valid point.
Yeah.
Now, what actually made you want to pursue a music career?
I'd have to say my mum. She's a singer.
Really?
Yeah, she's sung in bands her whole life. We grew up going to the pub watching mum sing, and... Her claim to fame was that she supported ACDC back in the day.
Did she?
Yeah, so that's pretty awesome. So I had a pretty cool upbringing. My sisters and I, we got two sisters. We all sing and sort of feel sorry for Dad because car trips to Melbourne from Adelaide, we'd sort of be singing the whole way.
Oh, so your dad's the only non-musical one out of your family?
Yeah, he tries, but doesn't.
How's
quite
his hearing at the moment?
Yeah, probably
a bit fuzzy.
Not too good, yeah.
Right, I thought so. Yeah. So how many siblings do you have?
Two.
So two siblings, yourself and your mum, you're all big personalities.
Yeah.
How did you fight for attention at the dinner table? Is it who could sing the best or who could sing the loudest?
Most of the time, yeah, it was a bit of a sing-off.
Yep.
Yeah, please pass the peas, you know, singing.
Oh my god! I'd love to have dinner at your place.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
So when you had guests over, how would they communicate? Would they have to sing too? Otherwise, they wouldn't get noticed. They'd
leave hungry. If you don't sing, you don't come in. So
no. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's good fun.
And I'm actually quite a fan of your name because it's actually quite hard to forget a month of the year because you're confronted with it at least 30 times a year, and you have to think about Escaping April. But where does the name Escaping April come from?
Well, I guess every month, you know, you've got your stereotypes for the type of people that were born in that month, your star signs and things like that. And I guess Escaping April, my Tim and I were both born in April, so I guess in a sense you could say we were escaping the stereotype of that type of thing, or you could say we were escaping something in April,
which, right?
Or escaping our age. You know, there's sort of you can sort of think about it whichever way you like, really.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Now you said something about star signs.
Yeah.
I'm cringing as I ask you this, and I've got my eyes closed.
Oh,
what star sign are you?
Aries.
Ah!
Why? Oh, no, what's wrong?
Nothing's wrong with... You're an April Aries.
Yeah.
We'll talk off air, Kim.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah, tell me what's coming up for you for the rest of 2011.
We're pretty excited. We're rehearsing at the moment for our album launch. We took a break while we were recording the album, so we're just getting everything ready. And, yeah, we kicked off rehearsals a few weeks ago, so we're getting ready to... get the live show and the album launch happening.
Fantastic.
So we're very excited about that. And then we're going to do a little tour. We're going to go over to Adelaide and play with my sister's band,
right.
The Oscillators. Just thought I'd drop that in there.
Does it come with Pete?
Pardon?
Does it come with Pete?
Oh, yeah, of course. We'll be starting with Pete.
So that's what you get on entry.
Yeah.
Normally you get drug, but this event you get Pete. See, that's what I love about Adelaide. It's so unique.
It is. Yep.
Right.
So we're pretty excited about that. So, yeah, we're just going to... work towards that and see how we go.
Fantastic. So you can get the album, it's called Beyond, on iTunes or CD Baby, and that's not actually say you can grab the CD Baby, but it's actually called CD Baby.
It is called CD Baby. They're our distributor company, so you can actually just download it or you can buy the actual album. And the artwork's pretty good. We had a mother bird designed it for us, so they were awesome.
Absolutely. I have to say so myself. It's quite unique.
Yeah, they did a good job, so.
It's almost quite Harry Potter-esque.
Uh-oh.
In terms of its dimensions.
Good time, then. Yeah, well, there you go.
Good
that
time.
Works.
It's synergized.
Yeah,
see,
exactly.
That's creativity,
exactly.
I say.
Exactly. All planned.
And tell us a bit about Beyond.
Beyond?
What the album's about, what's in it, what can we look forward to?
It's a story, I guess. There's so many different meanings behind each of the songs. And it actually represents a journey that we've been on, I guess.
Yeah.
And so it starts, Ignite was the first track. And
yeah.
Silence was golden. The last track is a bit more slow and epic, and that's... sort of a good way to finish off the album. And then there's lots of different, you know,
ebbs and flows.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So yeah, so
awesome.
It's exciting.
Now I've set you a bit of a homework task.
You did.
Now can you explain what I set you, just so I can explain why I set you that?
Okay, please do. You sent me the task of finding a song where the word only is repeated quite a few times in the lyrics, so not as the title but in the lyrics. So
and what songs did you come back with?
Well, I came back with Daniel Bedingfield, Got to Get Through This.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You did. And you were a very good teacher's pet there.
I had two, actually.
You had two? See, actually, for one, you came back with two.
Yeah, well, you know.
A plus and an apple for you, Kim.
Thank you.
Now, we'll have a listen to your first track off the album Beyond, called Ignite. This is actually my favourite track, listening to your old album.
Awesome, thank you.
And we'll come back and chat to you about your homework task.
Sounds good.
After this. Her Society on Joy 94.9 with Ginny and Natalie. Your WhatsApp portal for girls who love girls. 20 minutes to 10, and we've got special guest Kim McInnes from group Escaping April. Kim, before you actually came on air today, I set you a bit of a task.
Yes, you did.
And we didn't have the Aries conversation, which we will have after this task.
Okay,
it's probably one of the reasons now I'm a bit happy I'm putting you through this task. Now, I asked you to look for a song with the word only in it.
Yes.
And you came back with Daniel Bedingfield's Got to Get Through This.
Yes.
And another song. Zebu, asked you to find me one song. She found two. So she gets an apple.
Oh, an apple.
Apple and a pear? Or should we just stick to the apple?
I will give you an apple. I don't like apples, so I'll give you an apple.
Okay. You're giving her apples. You're going to give her your orange too? And your sandwich?
And an orange.
There you go. Well, the trick is, Kim, we've got this mission that we like to do at Her Society.
Yes.
And we'll give you a snippet of that mission right now.
Her Society presents
The Onely Project.
At the age of 11, Natalie went to an international school where her English teacher was...
Indian.
She said to her class...
The way you pronounce the word only is Onely. Not only, it is Onely. Now what is it, class?
Onely.
Ah.
Are you sure? Her Society wants you to be the Onely girl in the world.
Join us as we call you around the world in a Onely sing-a-thon.
Replace the word only with Onely.
Oh, Onely. check out hersocietyonline.com.au for more details.
Her Society, Wednesdays 9 to 10pm, Wanli on Joy 94.9.
So there you go, Kim. Your task is set out for you. We've got a Rihanna track lined up, so your task is quite obvious. Now, but before I play this track, you obviously have a bit of a background with this song. You don't actually, you haven't replaced the word only, you replaced another word.
Yes, we have.
What's the other word that you've replaced?
We've replaced girl with crab.
Okay, why pray tell, out of all the words in the English vocabulary, crab? I'm seeing a food theme in your family.
Yeah, I think it's something like that. My sister's a lot crazier than me, and she sent me a picture of a crab wearing bikinis, so...
Was it Sebastian from The Little Mermaid?
I have no idea, but possibly.
All right, I see. Well, Kim, the task is ready. Now Rihanna's all lined up. Hit us with the Wanli Project.
Wanli. Missed that one.
Oh, you missed that one.
The Wanli.
To actually adjust it to Wanli, but I have to say, Kim, congratulations!
Oh, you are our first
Wanli Project contestant.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Kim, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
You can check out our podcast at hersocietyonline.com.au or check out Escaping April at escapingapril.com.
Thank you for choosing to fly with us on Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie would like to wish you a safe onward journey.
Our flights are equipped with the best flight attendants. Unfortunately, none of them are on this planet at the moment, or qualified to be so. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Oh my god, Ginny, you're so rude.
I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Please make sure you take all your belongings, as anything left behind will be distributed amongst the flight attendants. Last one off the plane must clean it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.